What's up, guys? You're watching Black Hollywood Live. We're getting ready to get into everything Insecure, episode 1 and 2. Stay tuned. Hey, guys, what's up? My man is your man.
This is the perfect song.
It is. Right? Very fitting. I think it, perfectly encompasses what Tasha and Lawrence are going on.
Oh, for yeah, sure. Definitely.
The Weeknd Girl, what's up, guys? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. My name is Mario Turner. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mario_Turner.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Allen here. Thank you so much for joining us, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen. I'm so glad Insecure is back.
I know. I love this show. Yes. I think it is like one of the realest shows out there in terms of being like a young Black woman going through life. So yes. I'm so excited that it's back. I'm ready to get into all of this.
Yes.
Craziness.
Let's break it down. Let's do it.
So we're starting with episode 1, which is hella great. And we start with Issa. She's on these blind dates, and you can tell she is just not feeling
it. It's painful.
It's so painful. To watch. I think she's trying to throw herself out there to kind of test the waters, or because that's what she's supposed to do.
Exactly.
But it's clear that her mind is not in it. She even starts rapping and losing her brain.
Well, she's kind of doing what I guess a lot of people say that you're supposed to do when you're getting over a breakup. They always say, once you lose one, you get under another one. Mm-hmm. My personal opinion, not the best idea, you see, it's not working out for her. Like, look what she's going through.
I know, and it's like, these guys seem a little, they're kind of whack anyway, so it's like, if you're going to go through the effort, you should probably, I think the date should be a little bit higher quality. And then, meanwhile, we cut to Lawrence. And his first
having a great time.
with Tasha. His first scene, just getting it in. Mm-hmm. Kind of beginning right where he left off in the finale last season. Yeah. So that was pretty interesting, I think, to see that. Because as a fan, you're like, what's going to happen with that? And you come in right with him in the bedroom. So
they didn't waste any time. I don't know. That kind of caught me off guard. I kind of figured that this season that they would still be involved with each other, but they're almost in a relationship,
I think it's very much a situationship, or it's like Tasha wants it to go one way, and Lawrence is
just in it for the moment.
Yeah.
She's a moment girl for him.
Oh, definitely. I think she's a rebound. I've been reading some things like, maybe she's not, or maybe it'll go somewhere, but I can't see that happening. I really can't.
I could maybe see it happening, but as far as in the moment, like, his emotions are so over the place. How can you even expect him to be trying to settle down with someone right now? And she knew that he was in a relationship, so how can she expect that from him?
Right. So. I think it's a thing where, like, she thinks in her mind, I'm cool, I'm fine, but her heart is clearly getting attached to this. She's calling him Zaddy with a Z. Oh.
I forgot. Zaddy, don't.
Zaddy with a Z. I was like, oh, girl.
It's 2017. Let's move on from that.
Right.
No more Zaddy, please.
Yeah, I think Tasha, she's interesting. She's a character.
Yeah, she is.
It's clear that Lawrence is not suffering the way Issa is suffering in that first episode.
I think he is, though.
Really?
I think so? But, men kind of show their suffering in a different way.
Like, that's true.
They're not really the sulkers and criers and, their emotions is expressed differently. And it's kind of, I hate to get on stereotypes, but it's kind of, he's kind of living it out the way that men kind of do it, which is whether it's hanging out with the boys, partying, getting another woman. So I think he is just as hurt. He's just doing it in the man's way.
That does make a lot of sense, actually, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Because I think he's confused, clearly.
He's very confused.
then we cut to Molly. She's at work. And she finds this check, and she thinks, oh, this is mine. I got a raise. I got, some extra money coming in. And it turns out that it's actually her coworker's check, who is a white man.
Yeah.
And so she discovers that she's getting paid significantly less than somebody else that she works with in the mm-hmm. same position working the same hours.
Yeah.
Which I felt like was so reflective of what a lot of people go through.
Yeah, and, definitely.
You know, trying to see how she handles that. Because Molly, to me, seems like she is kind of a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And, you know, wanting to present herself a certain way.
But I feel like that kind of gets in her way sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She tries to be too perfect where she almost ends up messing herself up even more because she's trying so hard to be that cookie cutter mm-hmm. girl, and it kind of never works out for her.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Do you think she did the right thing by not saying anything?
Oh God, I feel like that's such a hard question. Because
what would you have done?
It's like in those situations, you don't ever want to come off as, you know, the angry black woman, right? And that's often the stereotype. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't think it's okay or appropriate to be paid less for the same work.
Exactly.
So I think you kind of have to say something in mm-hmm. a professional way. And I know that's not how Molly went about it.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, I'm going to get into this club, mm-hmm. this boys club. I don't know. What about you? What do you think?
Me? Oh my God. So I've had a lot of corporate experience mm-hmm. and this is a really touchy subject. One, because it's someone's paycheck. Two, it's mail of someone else's that you're not supposed to be opening, even though it was an accident.
Right.
I think I kind of would have not said anything right away, but I would have found a way to kind of sneak it in there. I think this situation is all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rush it, and you can't not ever say anything. So
right.
I think with me, when the right opportunity presented itself, I would have found a nice way to bring it up.
To kind of say, hey, you should be paying me more.
Yeah, I deserve
at
it.
At least as much as him. And then we also see Molly is in therapy.
Poor Molly.
Which...
She needs it.
She needs it.
She needs it.
She needs it. I'm so glad she listened to Issa last season when she told her, girl, you may want to get a little bit of therapy.
Yeah, she needs it.
But she's not saying much when she's, you know, initially goes to the appointment. She tells the therapist that her life is great and work is great and love life is popping and nothing to worry about.
I think, a lot of people get defensive when they go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, especially in the black culture, therapy is looked at as a negative.
Right.
So she's kind of like, in her mind, like, okay, I'm going to go try it, test it out, but I don't need to be here. Like, I have everything under control.
Mm-hmm.
And girl, you don't.
Right.
She does not. She needs to be there. And I'm glad she's there. And I kind of think she's going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I think she's resisting it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's going to see in the long run. Maybe not so much while she's in the sessions, but when she goes home and reflects about the conversation that has been had,
mm-hmm.
she'll probably see that she needs to be there.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that is true in the black culture where it's commonly like, I don't need this.
It
you know,
is.
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good. And I think it's an important first step for her just to go.
Yeah.
And I do think that she will eventually come to the place of opening up and seeing mm-hmm. how this can benefit her life work-wise. And, you know, on the personal front, because last season she was kind of struggling with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then from there, we see them walking and, you know, Molly's like, girl, your exes don't want you unless you're doing well. they're not going to come around. Do you feel like that's commonly true where... when your ex sees you doing well, that's when they pop up?
Yes and no. Okay. It kind of depends on the man that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the answer to that is yes, because even though you may be dealing with one level or grade of man, a man is still a man.
Right.
And he's going to want something that he can't have. So once he does see you doing better or you're moving on without him, he's like, oh, she don't need me no more. Let me hop in these DMs and remind her.
Right. Yes, I think I was like, oh, that is true.
Yes, it is true.
And so from that, Issa's like, you know what? And then she finds, you know, she goes home, she opens the mail.
Mm-hmm.
She finds this jury duty notice for Lawrence.
Jury duty.
Jury duty booty. And she's like, oh, this is the perfect way to kind of for me to see him again, and he can realize that I'm still the love of his life.
Yeah.
Which, Issa,
no, don't.
She really is, I think she really gets caught up in the dream world sometimes.
She's desperate. Mm-hmm. She's so desperate. She's not thinking rationally. Mm-hmm. She's thinking with all emotions.
Yes.
And not only that, but I just feel like, especially when it comes to relationships, you have to be careful about taking other people's advice to heart. Like, listen to their advice. Pull from it what you want, from what you need, but you don't have to do what they say. And I think that's another issue that Issa needs to confront, is she needs to listen to her instincts mm-hmm. instead of always kind of like doing what Molly said.
Right, Molly or her other friends. And I also think she has to remember, you know, she wasn't happy last season when she was with Lawrence. Yep. He was been on the couch. She was like frustrated. He forgot her birthday. And I think she's like getting so caught up in winning him back that she's not remembering why she cheated. Exactly.
Why she cheated, yeah.
But she's like, you know what? I'm going to be my best self. I'm going to be so poppin'. So she invites Lawrence to come to this wine-up party that mm-hmm. she's hosting at her apartment. And that party goes from very chill to a little classy to like crazy crip walking fire.
The blood
come through. It's a lot going on. And with all of that, Lawrence just doesn't even show up.
Poor Issa. I didn't even think he was going to show up anyway.
Yeah.
And I feel so... Even though I think she knew deep down inside he wasn't going to show up, I felt mm-hmm. so bad for her. Like, you could really tell. Like, she was really trying and hoping so hard that he would show up, but he didn't.
It's kind of sad to see, you know, see her, like, get her hopes up, just hoping he'll walk through the door, and he's like, no, I'm good. Because mm-hmm. he actually decided to take Tasha out on a date. He was getting some slack from his boys, like, oh, you only see her on the weekend. Weekend girl, Friday through Sunday. So instead of going to see Issa like he said he would, he takes out Tasha. And I really think Issa I feel like that party should have been a moment for her. When that fire happened and Lawrence wasn't there and there were bloods in her apartment, she should have just been like, okay, what am I doing? Like,
but you know what? I'm not even going to lie. That party looked like it was a lot of
fun. It did. The party looked like the fun.
And that one blood, I can't remember his name, but when the lady busts in the apartment, she's like, you guys need to be quiet. I have kids. He was like, I got kids too. Turn up.
I'm like, oh, Lord. I was dying.
I kind of need to be at that party.
Right. That was a lot of fun. And on a Thursday is mm-hmm. what they said. I was like, okay. Mm-mm. You be lit on a Thursday.
But, yeah, I just think that, I don't know. I kind of feel like Lawrence and Tasha he's moving too fast with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they're going out on dates. Like, he's basically at her house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to slow down and deal with his emotions instead of trying to bury them in her.
Yeah, well, I think.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes. Both. With the emotions, physical. I mean, he's definitely using Tasha. Like,
he is.
I don't think he has. I think he likes her as a person, but I don't think she's clearly invested emotionally, mm-hmm. and he clearly is not.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to force it because he wants to be seen as the good guy or see, like, oh, I don't care about Issa. She cheated on me. Mm-hmm. I'm good. But it's clear that those feelings are still kind of
there.
Which we see when Lawrence does the pop-up out of the blue, which I'm like, oh, you can't just pop up at the apartment. Like,
that was so disrespectful.
It was so disrespectful. And it's like, okay, if you're going to see your ex, you want to be prepared. Like, you want to be cute. That's why she went through all those outfits for the party.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to come up to my apartment.
Right.
Unannounced, without texting, calling,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And you can see, like, the range of emotions that she went through. Like, while mm-hmm. he's knocking on the door, like, she's walking back and forth. Oh, my gosh, she's in her underwear, T-shirt. Like,
right.
It's like, oh, my God, do you open? Do you not? If that was me, I don't think I would have opened the door.
Yeah, me neither. I would have been like,
no.
No, you can't just pop up in my house.
Yeah,
like,
that's
no, you can't
so
do that.
You can't.
Like, no.
But, I mean, she does love him.
She does.
You're weak right now.
She's vulnerable.
Probably going to open the door.
And I think she feels like this might be the only chance I have to see him.
Yeah, because all the other times he turned her down.
Right.
So here he is. So she's like, okay, let me take advantage of this opportunity. She opens the door. He's like kind of cold.
Yeah.
Which kind of irritated me. Like, I understand you're still mad, but, like, you just popped up here.
Exactly.
And didn't tell me anything. So, like, I'm going to need you to get your attitude together, please. Immediately. Mm-hmm. So, he comes in. Mm-hmm. He gets his mail, and then all of a sudden, he has something in the bathroom.
And that's when I was like, okay, really? Lawrence, really? You have something in the bathroom?
Right.
I think you should have known then what was going to happen, like, what his motives were.
But she wanted it to happen, though.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted, so she's like, whatever.
Yeah. She's like, okay, you got something in the bathroom? Come get it.
Go ahead.
But I still don't think she fully knew that he was going to make that move until...
I don't think either one of them did.
Yeah. I think it was just, like, that sexual tension was in the air. Mm-hmm. And they both just kind of fell for it.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, when I first saw it, I was low-key shocked because I was not expecting them to hook up so soon in the season. I thought it was going to be, if they did have sex, it would be, like, gradual.
Right. They didn't waste no time.
No time at all. Like, it went from we haven't talked in months to we're getting it in on the couch like that.
Yeah,
which I was also a little like, really, Lawrence, you're just going to do three pumps and get out of
there?
Like, what is this?
Come on. Like,
what is this?
It wasn't even worth
it. It was not worth it. I'm sorry.
It wasn't.
Sorry, Jay.
But yeah, that really bothered me. It's like, you, like I said, I understand that he's hurt.
Uh-huh.
But you, like... disrespect, I don't want to say disrespect, but you're like giving her the cold shoulder and you just gonna come in and smash
and dash,
smash, like, and dash.
It was really just, it was cold. He smashed, kissed her on the forehead and said, I gotta go. Three words, I gotta go, that's it. Like, so you're just gonna leave me here? And I feel like, I think at the end you saw that smirk with Isha. I think she felt like, oh, maybe this is
the start. She had hope.
She had the high hope, like, oh, maybe he clearly is still not over it, maybe. Which, you know, that's straight where we go for episode 2. Hella questions.
I got hella questions. Wait, let me make a public service announcement. Ladies, please don't fall into that trap.
Yes.
Please don't smash and dash. It doesn't mean that there's hope. Like,
mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. Let's let the emotions settle.
Exactly.
And move forward accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
It gets messy, y'all. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Please. Okay, back to season 2. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out.
Okay, so now we're on episode 2, Hella Questions, and it starts basically, and I think every girl, everybody has had this kind of conversation with their friend. Like, okay, so... we hooked up. I don't know what this means. Mm-hmm. What's happening? And Molly's like, okay, so was this like a fuck you fuck? Was
right.
this a we're getting back together? And Issa's like, I don't know.
I know what she was hoping, but what she was hoping is not what it was.
No, not at all what it was. And just to be in that great uncertainty, it's like, girl, don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, don't do that.
And I also think it was more obvious what kind of sex that was. Yeah. And I think she's in denial about it
a little bit.
She's
definitely in denial.
Mm-hmm.
Huge denial. Because, again, she's thinking with her emotions.
Right.
And he was, too, at the very moment. But as soon as he left,
it was over. He hasn't hit her up. He hasn't texted her about it. He hasn't called her about it. I mean, it's obvious. If that was a rekindling, he would have been like, hey, are you good at least?
Yeah.
Like,
well, he wouldn't have left like that.
Right. He would have at least spooned her like something. But you know, Issa's keeping hope alive, which kind of gets crushed a little bit later on when you see Issa with her girlfriends and they're all at this party at the museum and they're talking and she's like, yeah, me and Lawrence talked. And she doesn't tell her other friends that he smashed, which, I mean, I can understand.
I wouldn't admit it to that. Nope.
Yeah. She probably feels a little embarrassed by it. And that's when her friends mention, like, oh, so he broke up with that girl.
Yep.
And he's just like, a girl?
A girl.
And that's when she finds out about Tasha.
But you know what? That's the thing that I love about women. It took Molly 5 seconds.
And that is so real.
Here she is.
So real.
Women,
like,
we are the best investigators. Mm-hmm, we find everything.
The best. Like, ladies out there, I know y'all know, if your friend needs some, whatever it is, we'll find that thing. Like,
we sure will.
2 seconds later,
that's what we
pull
do.
Her up. They got the Instagram. Right. They start getting messy. Like, oh, her lace front's a mess.
Right.
I was like, oh no, but that's also real too. Like, yeah. The whole Insecure is just such a real show.
It is.
And so Issa's like, I'm gonna take the high road. I'm not gonna be petty. I'm above this. Mm-hmm. And then we cut to her in the bathroom.
Lasted 5 seconds.
5 seconds before she's like, I'm gonna get you.
Right.
Molly comes in, are you okay? And she's like, pull her up.
Pull it up. Let me see.
Let me see that Instagram. And that leads to Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
Facebook, MySpace. She probably
Black Planet. She went all the way to Black Planet. I'm like, okay, Issa girl. You're taking the stalking a little bit too far.
But you know what? That's real.
That it is.
People do that.
I know. They do. So she does this stalking. And then it also leads her. And this is the part where I'm like, okay, you're doing too much. She finds out where she works. And then she goes to her bank branch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Issa.
She's crossing the line. Not only did she find, she went in there.
Right. In her, like, fantasy, she goes in, she knocks out Tasha, which, I mean, hey, I'm not really mad at that.
No.
Fantasy. I know Issa loves the fantasies. But she sits in the parking lot, you know, of Tasha's bank. I'm like, you're taking it too far.
So do you think that, okay, so we know she went, sat in the parking lot. Do you think she was waiting there to confront her? Do you think she was hoping to see Lawrence there? What do you think was going through her mind?
You know what? I think Issa is very non-confrontational. So I think she goes in thinking, just like she imagined, I'm going to go curse this girl out, punch her in the face, and dip. But she's non-confrontational. So instead, she just kind of sat there in this weird space. And I also think she realized, because she noticed the Best Buy on one side of the street, and she noticed the make on the other. And I think that made her question, like, how long have Tasha and Lawrence known each other?
Has he been cheating?
Was he the one who started all of this? Because I did notice that in that scene where they cut to the Best Buy and she kind of was like, what's going on? So I think Issa's just trying to process it all and figure out what's going on. And then meanwhile, we have Lawrence who, you know, says, I don't play women. I'm not on that. I'm going to be honest. And, you know, Tasha invites him to go to the family barbecue. And
that's where she was doing too much.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I get that you like him. You're feeling him. You guys are spending a lot of time together. But to invite to the family barbecue, like, that's a lot.
That is for someone that's not even your boyfriend or your man.
He's not.
Like, no title, no nothing. For you to invite him after a few weeks of smashing.
Yeah. And I think she's forgetting that because... Like, when they're in her apartment and she's talking about, oh, my mom, you know, she's reading the text from her mom. Like, you can tell and see how comfortable they are with each other. But it's like, okay, clearly you're the one that's comfortable. He's not.
Yes.
And she doesn't see that.
She's not tuned in at all. And I think it's obvious because the moment that she invites him, that's when Lawrence drops the bomb, like, well, I slept with my ex, which I almost feel like he did just to get out of coming up with some other excuse to go to the barbecue.
Definitely.
I was like, oh, this is the perfect thing to get me out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I don't approve of the timing and how he did it, but I definitely don't think that he should have went to the barbecue.
Yeah.
Because then he would have definitely been sending Tasha the wrong message about commitment or how serious they are when clearly he sees where her mind is and he knows where his mind is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it was the perfect excuse for him.
But it was also, I will give Lawrence credit because I know he gets a lot of shit from people.
Yeah.
I give him credit for being honest, at least.
I do, too.
And, you know, keeping her somewhat in the know of where he's at emotionally. Because if he's still smashing his ex, he's clearly not ready to be your boyfriend. And I think that was him kind of putting those vibes out.
But then again, would he have done it if there was no family barbecue?
Mm.
And how long would he have held onto that secret to tell her?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do have a feeling he only brought that up to get out of that barbecue. I really do.
I do think knowing Lawrence's character and kind of what he's been going through with Issa, I think he would have told Tasha that he cheated, but it definitely wouldn't have been at that very moment if there was no family barbecue.
Right.
That's what I think.
And so, you know, Tasha does the right thing. And she's like,
kick him out.
Get out. I'm good. You're out of here. So you might think, oh, maybe this is the end of that. But later on, you know, we'll see how that goes. And then we cut to Molly, of course. Mm-hmm. And she's still dealing with her situation at work. You know, going through therapy, she opens up a little and she's like, my life should be this way.
Right.
This is what I want. This is what I've worked for, so it should be this way. And the therapist kind of calls her out on a lesson I think she needs to learn. You know, you don't really have control. Your life should be a certain way, but you gotta see your life for what it is.
Yeah. And she called it magical thinking, which I think is the perfect term. I'm not sure if that's actually, like, the real term.
Yeah.
But that's the perfect term for that should life. And I think a lot of people definitely live in that should life.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of like a dangerous place to be, because not only does it cut you off from reality, but I think it almost puts you in an entitled mindset.
Right.
And yeah, Molly is good at her job and all of that, but I think, like I said, that mindset of almost like the entitlement could almost hurt her.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that the therapist called her out on that.
I think she is making that progress slowly in therapy, and I hope to see that branch out in the rest of her life.
Yeah.
But it was funny because she was like, am I going to see you next week? And Molly said, I'll let you know. So I'm like, oh no.
Which we all know what that means.
Like, oh no, Molly, don't give up now. Mm. But she doesn't listen to her therapist. She's like, I am going to make this happen. So she goes to work. She tells the receptionist, hook me up with some hockey tickets. I'm going to meet the boss and the partners, and I'm going to become a huge hockey fan. Which, I don't know, have you ever had that experience where you've had to kind of adapt to try to get in at work?
Nothing to that extreme. Mm-hmm. But I definitely have been in situations where it's like, okay, I don't necessarily care about this, but I'm going to do my research or do my homework on it because I know that it could possibly benefit me in the long run. And I think especially, again, like I said, in corporate America, that game is real and you do have to kind of play that game sometimes.
Yeah.
She kind of went above and beyond and kind of made a fool of herself. But, yeah, that game is real.
I agree. You do have to kind of adapt a little to your higher ups to get where you're trying to go. Yeah.
And I think as Black women, in general, we kind of have to do that in a lot of situations, which, again, is another reason why I love Insecure, because that is a real topic, a real issue that we have to go through, even when it's not at work.
Yeah, in personal life. So shout out to Insecure for addressing, like, so many things that Black women have going on. So Molly goes to the game, she smoozes and tries to get in good, and the next day at work, the boss is like, who are you?
Right.
What are we talking about?
What?
What do you mean?
I didn't take those lobster things. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Girl, you're crazy. while he's talking to the white coworkers, and it's interesting. And I think that puts Molly in a place where she ends up reaching out to the former boss of hers that's in the Chicago office. And she's like, how are things? And Molly's saying, I think I want to take up some cases in the Chicago office, which raises the question, is Molly going to go to Chicago? Is she going to stay in L.A.? I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't think her running, if she does decide to go to Chicago, I don't think that that's necessarily going to change anything. It might change things in the immediate realm. But as far as, like, the long term, like, that's still, like, a real issue anywhere that you go.
Right.
So I don't feel like she should uproot her life for that.
Yeah, I agree. I think if she really is unsatisfied, maybe try to look in L.A. first for other opportunities. And it also raises the question, if she goes to Chicago, what is going to happen with her friendship with Issa? While Issa's going through all of this traumatic personal life stuff, she kind of not going to have her best friend there. Yeah. So it's definitely interesting. And then we also see Molly in a scene with Lawrence where she makes it seem like it was random, but really she had walked around.
Set up.
It was a setup. She had been walking around that park for like two or three times waiting for Lawrence to come out.
Yeah.
And she does what best friends do. And she's like, hey, Issa still loves you. Mm-hmm. Are we willing to give him another chance? And then we cut to the phone call and Molly's Lawrence. Like, Lawrence is not, he's over it, he's done.
Which is irritating, sort of, because, like, I'm all team Issa and Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want them to work it out. But I think that particular situation kind of touches, again, on the real-life topic of when a man is the one getting cheated on, does he ever take the woman back?
Right.
Nine times out of ten, the answer is no. So, Lawrence... Like, come on.
I know.
You love her.
And I think that was such a great line that Molly Howard said, that she cheated, but she's not a cheater. Because right. there is a difference. And yes. I don't think Issa is a cheater. Mm-hmm. I think she was just unsatisfied and she took it out in an unhealthy way.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's a cheater, meaning she'll do this over and over. And I think Lawrence is still, his ego is still so hurt. His ego feelings, is hurt. And he's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And so from that, we kind of see him, of course, go back to Tasha. And you would just hope, like, fingers crossed, Tasha, don't fall for this. You know he doesn't like you like that. You know he's not feeling you. You know it's just sex. And at first, she's strong. At first, she's like, well, I got food on the stove.
Right.
So I got to go back inside. And Lawrence is like, okay. And then she opens the door to, do you want to eat?
Are you hungry?
Are you hungry?
And no, like, he's not hungry.
No, if he's hungry, he can buy his own meal. Do not cook the man meals. He is not your anything.
Come on, Tasha.
He's not your anything, and he just slept with your ex. Like, Tasha, you gotta.
This is too new for her to be going exactly. through all this. Like, Tasha, I'm gonna need you to get it together.
Get
like,
it together.
This is way too fresh for her to be this emotional.
I understand.
I think that's another thing that people need to be careful about is when you're freshly dating someone, like, not to get so emotionally wrapped up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, you have to take your time to get to know people. And when you involve sex too soon, this is what you get.
Exactly.
Like, she's all in. Like, I feel like if he's like, let's go to Brazil tomorrow to move, she's like, let's go. No.
It's just like, I feel for her because I know she's going to get hurt. Like, I just know it's coming. I know the heartbreak is coming. And I just
coming.
Wish...
She's already been hurt. Like,
I was like, okay, it started with a smash. Like, out of the blue, it started with sex. He told you he just had sex with his ex. And you're inviting this man in for a meal, like...
Their relationship is all about sex. Like, what do they even really know about each other?
Mm-hmm,
besides that he just got out of a relationship.
He still has nowhere to live.
He has nowhere to live. He still has clothes at his ex's house. He just slept with her. He was working at Best Buy. Like, what else do you know besides that?
And she's just trying so hard. And I think she's like, oh, well, you know, I'm opening up. I invited him to the barbecue and all these things, but...
She needs
girl, he's not there. Like, and of course, if she's offering it, Lawrence is like, okay, I'm down.
Yeah, he's going to take it.
He's going to take it. So he goes inside, and, you know, we're going to see where that goes. I'm almost 100% positive it's not going to go well. But
it's not.
What
do you think about him getting his own apartment? I'm proud of him. I think even if him and Issa do work things out, they do need their space.
Yes.
And... him moving back in with her is not an option. Him staying at his friend's house is not an option.
Mm-mm.
I think the healthiest thing for him to do is to get his own apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that he's doing that.
I think that's a great first step because you cannot stay on the blow-up mattress and Tasha's house on the weekends for the rest of your life.
No.
It's just not going to work. And I think that would give him the space to have a clearer head to see, do I really want to go take that route with Issa? And like you said, if they do get back together, I do think they would need that space. It shouldn't just be like, let's move back in and fall into the same things that were happening.
Same pattern.
Right, the same pattern from last time.
Because they haven't even really dealt with anything.
No.
They haven't dealt with anything.
No. I think that's the major problem in the relationship, like, with these characters, is there has been no communication.
None.
From the beginning of season one all the way up till now. It's like, yeah. if they had just talked through what was going on, mm-hmm. it wouldn't get to the point of Issa cheating, and now they're having breakup. Are we back together? What's happening, sex? And you're seeing other people. It just got so messy because they don't talk.
Yeah.
So.
And then he randomly pops up at the apartment to get his stuff.
Right. Just no. like, oh, gosh.
It's like he needs to get all of his stuff one time. Like, there shouldn't be multiple trips Mm-mm. back and forth.
No. It's just, it's opening a door that should probably stay closed. Yes. And I think Issa has an epiphany moment at the very end. Like, hey, this really is over. She moves her clothes into the other side of the closet. Mm-hmm. And she hits up the Tinder app. And she's like, so are you going to come through for sex or no?
But why does she have to say that? Like, ugh.
I think she's starting her whole phase. I think she's...
Girl, we too old for that. Come
that's
on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's 30. It's a little late. It's a little a late little. For the whole phase.
A lot. It's a lot late for that.
But I mean, it's good that she's finally like, okay, this Lauren situation is not happening, so let me stop pining over that.
Yeah.
But I don't think the best thing is to just hop into the bed with another man, which is what Lawrence is doing.
She's about to do what he's doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that'll be the best for her. Good for getting
is,
out there.
Is she going to be Molly part two this season?
I think so. I do. I think she's going to be on that bed hopping, man hopping move. Come I think on, she Issa. Is. I think that's just how she's going to handle it. Maybe not. Maybe she'll go a different route. But that's my feeling. What do you think?
I think she thinks she can live the Molly lifestyle, but mm-hmm. I don't think she'll go through with it.
Yeah.
I don't, especially because like when she cheated with Daniel, like she knew him. So that was kind of like a safe bubble, safe realm. But as far as her just meeting dudes on random dating websites and like actually sleeping with them, I don't think she's about that life.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards that too.
But you never know. Like when you're hurt, you do stuff that you wouldn't normally
right.
do.
Right. You do. You do lots of stupid stuff. So she might come through with that. We will see. And we will be here next week to talk about it. Episode 3 on Mondays. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. My name is Mario Turner. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mario_Turner.
And my name is Ashley Allen. You guys can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Crispin, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.
Ooh.